Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You to be a team player at the wrong time. They want you to be a team player at the wrong time. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun. Sun 752 with this your daily. Go get them. It's a show we do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752. A.K.A. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get 'Em Ism Show. Hump day all up in your area, middle of the week, short week for those of us who had MLK Day off. For everybody else, it's business as usual. And it's going to be business as usual anyway. So y'all know how it goes. We're talking about wanting you to be a team player at the wrong time. Have you ever been part of an organization or a group where the expectation is that everybody is going to contribute, but you can clearly see which people are contributing actively and which people are skipping out on dues, don't want to put in the work for events, don't want to come to meetings, don't want to organize things. Basically, they want to just pay to play.
They want to get in the group. They want to be down with the group. They want to wear the label of the group, but they don't really want to do the work that it may take in order to make the group run successfully, in order to make the group run the way that it's supposed to be, for it to be productive, for it to be progressive, for it to move towards whatever goals of the group are. And sometimes the problem is that there are secret agendas throughout different members of the group, and sometimes those members are the leaders. Sometimes those members are the leaders, and they have secret agendas. So what happens? What happens when you find out some whistleblower shit? What happens when you find out some whistleblower type shit that's going to compromise everybody and everything in the group? What do you do then? How does that go down? How does that play out? Yeah, it's not that easy of a call. It's not that easy of a call. But these might be the times when people are telling you to be a team player. Go along to get along. I got an example for y'all. And we talked about this example the other day when we were talking about Malcolm X. We were talking about Malcolm X and we were talking about Martin Luther King on MLK Day. What happened when Malcolm X found out about Elijah Muhammad and his involvement with the young girls in the mosque and the pregnancies that were going on and things like that? It was some trifling behavior going on. I guess all of that organizing and black nationalism that the prophet, that the honorable Elijah Muhammad was doing, it made him horny every now and then. Kind of popular with the ladies. Kind of popular. You know what I'm saying? He was popular. He's popping off. Not to disrespect the prophet, but it is what it is. At the end of the day, we're all human. And sometimes humans are... well, we fall victim to pleasures of the flesh. There ain't nothing like the pleasure of a fleshy woman. Hey, let me feel on some of the flesh. Hey, you got some flesh. You got some nice flesh. Ooh, nice flesh. Let me feel behind you. You got some nice flesh. You got some nice flesh behind you. Flesh. So, Malcolm X had to make a decision. Now, one of the problems was that he was already kicked out of the mosque when he found out this information. So it was time for him to make a move. Now, he didn't necessarily turn snitch, but they feared that he would. They feared that he would. He already had jealousy garnered against him, waged against him by other ministers in the mosque who were a little envious and jealous of the opportunities that he had been given. Even though he wasn't making a lot of money, he was getting a lot of press, and he was seen by people outside of the nation as the leader of the nation. So he was the mouthpiece. He was definitely the one who brought a lot of notoriety and publicity to the Nation of Islam. So you take an example like that. He was more than willing to sweep it under the rug. Like, well, all right. I ain't seen nothing. I ain't hear nothing. I don't know nothing. Them girls who came to me with their belly all out under their garb, their hijab, we gonna forget about all that. Those are not the honorable Elijah Muhammad's babies. They some other ministers' babies. One of them fruits, the barren fruits. Anyway, he was going to take the high road and be a team player. But they didn't want to let him back in the mosque. He was put out of the mosque on some bullshit, and they kept him out of the mosque. And he still tried to play nice. So he was being a team player, even though the team was selling him out. So you want him to keep all your secrets. You want him to do everything that benefits you, but you don't want to do anything that benefits him, or you don't want to pay any homage to him, or you don't want to spread the ball around in order to at least make sure that everybody is getting a little something in exchange for being a team player and withholding information that could really bring this whole thing down. So that's an extreme example. It's a historical example that most of us can relate to, regardless of how we feel about it or whose side we are on. But you may have faced a similar situation like that at some part of your experience when dealing with teamwork. Teamwork can be hard for a lot of people. For some people, teamwork can be grueling, because teamwork means that you are taking into consideration the whole body instead of the individual parts. The individual parts are yourself, and the whole body is everybody else. So you know how hard it is to get a group of people on the same page, especially people who have this kind of stuff going on. You know, brown skin. I love your confusing brown skin. Brown skin. I love your confusing brown skin. All right. Well, you know, when our brothers and sisters get together, there's oftentimes when we can't agree on something, and we have had a tendency to point the finger at each other. It was him. It was him. It was him. It wasn't me. That's all I know. That's my, hey, yo, find somebody. You know how I go. So, wouldn't you be a team player at the wrong time? Listen, it could be your family member. It could be your family. Your family is your team. That's the first team that you ever start out with. And if you haven't learned good teamwork in that family, or on that team from those coaches, it's going to be a lot harder for you to find it anywhere else, I would imagine. Some people may disagree with that. If you do disagree with that, or even if you agree with that, I invite you to call in. And the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby, on. 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 Get your shine, baby, 319-527-6199, baby. Press number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock a rock on it, do the damn thing. Daily Go Get a Mission Show all up in your area. And we're talking about wanting you to be a team player at the wrong time. When somebody violates you, when somebody has dissed you, when somebody has spread rumors on you, when somebody has messed things up from you, for you, when somebody has stolen from you, that's when somebody will come along and be sympathetic to the person who has done something to you and ask you to be sympathetic to their struggle. And you like, what? I know, oh, I know, oh, I know, oh, I know that he be doing dead wrong, but he hasn't had a mom or dad all along, and he has basically had to raise himself, and he be having to sometimes go for self. His health is bad, and he be mad that he got this sickle cell, and it's bad. So could you show a little love and compassion? Could you do some things in a certain fashion that will make things better for all? Are you down, y'all? And you like, no. I don't give a fuck if he didn't grow up with his mom or his dad or whatever. They passed. The nigga 35 years old. A lot of people that age don't have their parents no more. It's tragic and everything, but they died when he was like in his 20s. It ain't like, I mean, look. Not only that, but not growing up with your parents and having sickle cell, that's no excuse for you being a dickhead. What about that part? Yeah, I know he be acting like a dickhead. I know that. He do. He be acting like a dickhead and everything. But you know, oh, You know, like, when it really comes down to it, man, you should just be the bigger person. I was like, why do I have to be a bigger person with this motherfucker? And what's your vested interest in making sure that he's taken care of? What's good? Well, I'm saying, you know, oh, you got the resources to be able to help him. Won't you just let, you know, maybe you could just do it for me because you do me that solid. Well, how is it a solid for you if it's for him? I just don't want, I don't want to see nobody doing bad. I was like, me either. And I also don't want to see nobody doing bad. See, he's doing bad because he does bad. He does bad, so he's doing bad. It's like karma. And karma don't care if you're mad. Karma will come and get your ass, and it's going to do it quick and fast. And it's going to last. It's going to play out. You can't stop it. It'll slow it down. All right. What's going on, Robbie? Robin Ming. My big sis doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. And Carol Chamberlain, my best friend. And my favorita, good to see you. T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going in your side. And so Jones, my brother. And so Jones. And Stacey White, what's going on, mom? Thanks for coming on through. It's good to see you. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Thanks for coming through, y'all. Appreciate it. Mucho. Somebody need to check on Grits and Wavy. We ain't seen certain people this year. You know what I mean? Somebody need to check on somebody. If you know Grits and Wavy, then check on them. Grits and Wavy. Make sure she got to stand up. All right. And Emily Dunlap and I said it, Emily. What's going on, Ma? How you feeling? All right, Nora says, you got to understand why he's like that. Fuck that. I'm not the cause of your problem. So don't cause me any. Yeah, there is no excuse for being an asshole. And you know, fun assholes, good assholes, funny assholes, and then you know assholes that have you like. The kind of assholes that bring down the lighting in the room. Like, they dim the lights when they come through, like. Conversations start stopping when they come through, like. They just bring that negative energy. But there's always somebody who wants to be their advocate. There's always somebody who wants to be their sponsor. There's always somebody who wants to be their lawyer, their counsel. They always want to be the one playing the mediator, the good guy, the diplomat. We don't need no diplomat. QL Santana can't really rap. He's garbage. I like Cam. I like Jim Jones. But I'm ready and I've learned. Anyway, the bottom line is, yeah. When it seems like when you are at your most pissed off point, that's when somebody wants to come through and ask you to advocate for somebody else. When they've done you dirty, after they've done you dirty. And I just want to ask y'all, can you do it? Have you done it before? Now, I know I have done it before. I've looked out when I ain't had no business looking out. I looked away when I ain't had no business looking away. It happened. But after it happens enough times outside of your benefit, you're probably going to discontinue all of that. Like, guess what? This has a definitive timeline on it, and it's not going to be good for you. It is not working in your favor, dog. No. So, hold on. Okay. So what happens when you get that call? What happens when you get asked for that? What happens? Because you're probably not feeling that. Like, no. He made that bed. Let him lie in it. That's what he get. So that's a stressful time when you're ready to ride on somebody and then somebody's asking you to ride for somebody. You want me to ride for the person that I was ready to ride on? Yeah, because, you know, he one of ours. I think right now he's one of yours. I don't think he's one of ours. I don't see the hour in this equation. There's no hour. There's no hour. And the crazy part about this is they want you to look bad. They trying to make you look like you're a bad guy. You ain't steal nothing. You ain't diss nobody. You ain't hurt nobody. You ain't reach out and touch nobody, but you ready to. And the person that you're ready to reach out and touch is the same person that they asking you to come through for in the clutch. What do you think? Is it going to happen? Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? I mean, I learned my lesson a long time ago. You know, I watched Shaka Zulu, and Shaka Zulu said, never let the enemy rise up on you again. Cut the head off of that snake. Cut the head off him. Get rid of him. Get him up out of here. And I think he was right. I think he was right. Because feeling bad that you missed an opportunity is one thing. Feeling bad because you let somebody else have an opportunity is a whole other thing. When you let somebody have an opportunity that they didn't deserve at all, and you could have been the person that controlled whether they did or didn't, and you gave them a chance. Now, don't get me wrong. I do believe that all good people deserve a second chance when they slip up, fall off, make a mistake. I don't have no problem with that. I don't have no problem with that at all. But the people who consistently do dirt and people keep making excuses for them time after time after time after time after time. No, that's not working for me. I don't know if any of y'all have ever had somebody that couldn't stay out of jail. Couldn't stay out of jail to save their life. Every time you turn around, they calling home trying to get bailed out. Until they do a crime where nobody can afford the bail. So then, while they in jail, then they want to be calling home. They want people to be sending them stuff. They want you to come up on the VI days all the time. They commissary, commissary, commissary. Can you put something on my book? Can you send me a couple of good looks? I need some flicks and some pictures of some chicks. And I need a pair of kicks. Can you help me out? Can you look out? I'm down for a couple of years. I need some bed, but I know that you can't get it in here. But give me your phone. Don't leave me alone. Answer my shit when I call you with the tone word. Every time you turn around, they're getting locked up. And when they locked up, they act like everybody got to cater to them. Yeah, well, when such and such come home, it's going to be like this, like, ain't no fun waiting for such and such when they come home. It wasn't no fun when they was home. They wasn't making shit fun. Shit. With the shit they've been asking for since they've been down, by the time they get home, ain't going to be no more money left. Shit like that. Shit like that. So if you've ever dealt with somebody who couldn't stay out of jail, you understand what I'm talking about. But they mom or they auntie or they sister or they brother is always asking you, can you help them out? Yo, we trying to get a, we having a fish fry this weekend to see if we can get the money for a lawyer. We got a GoFundMe going on. The motherfucker did the crime. He did it. Well, no, they can't prove that he did it. Why he's still locked up then? Well, you know, they plant evidence or they ain't real. That's why we got to get the good lawyer, because the public defender is not doing a deep enough investigation into the discovery of the details of the case. And you know, we just don't want our brother to get railroaded. So, you know, if you could attend this fish fry or if you could buy the fish. Buy the fish. Yeah, we need to, we can fry the fish, but it would really help if you could buy the fish. I'm not buying no fish. Okay, well, if you're not going to buy all of the fish, we were thinking maybe you could buy a percentage of the fish. So we're going to have tilapia, because, you know, black people be selling that cheap shit. We're going to have tilapia and we're going to have flounder. Which one do you want to chip in on, the tilapia or the flounder? Do y'all hear me? Do y'all underdig? Do you know what I'm talking about? Because if you know what I'm talking about, if you've ever been close to a situation like that, you know how stressful it can be and how much it can piss you off having to go through this craziness. And it is craziness. Yes, it is. Absolutely. Wants you to be a team player at the wrong time. Somebody has violated you. They violated, but they want you to look out. Will you look out? Will you? Will you? You might do. You might do. You might could. You might can. So you might will. Or you might would. Other than that, you might be offended that somebody would even ask you. Like, I'm the one that he robbed. You want me to help get this dude out of jail? Yeah, but he's not locked up for robbing you. I thought we had got past that. They want you to be a team player at the wrong time, son. They want you to be a team player at the wrong time. What y'all know about this? What you know? It could have been your brother. Could have been your cousin. Brothers, cousins, and uncles are always going back and forth to jail. The ones that go back and forth to jail. Ansel says, blood ain't always thicker than water to me. I never understood what the whole thickness part was about. But blood is definitely thicker than water. Now, is it stronger than water? I don't know. Nara says, speaking of people that haven't checked in lately, I spoke to Onyx Latrice McGee a couple of weeks ago. She's in good health and doing well. That's good. That's what's up. That's what's up. No, it says Shaka Zulu was absolutely right. That's right. His mama was right. His mama was right. She the one told him to cut the head off the snake and never let the enemy rise up against him again. No, it says some people can take life from your years. That's right. My brother John Biggs, what's going on, kid? I'm glad you came on through. You know that. I'm glad you did. So yeah, it's a difficult situation. It's a difficult situation, you know, dealing with a jailbird or dealing with somebody who's a gambler. Dealing with a gambler or a drug addict ain't no joke, but a gambler is almost worse. With a drug addict, you know what they're doing with the money. With a gambler, they're always trying to make some more money back, but they be losing all of the money. So the money that they do win, they never keep it very long because they are in a hurry to gamble it right back. So gamblers always have to borrow money, steal money, and all of that kind of shit because they really believe that they're going to make the money back. But what they don't believe is that they'll ever stop gambling away the money. So gamblers always have to get in your pocket. So it's like you're throwing your money away or you're giving it to the person that they're gambling with. You're betting with this guy. This guy's going to beat you. You're trying to beat somebody at their own game. Not going to work. What's going to work? Teamwork. What's going to work? Teamwork. Teamwork makes dream work. We're going to make sure we get off, make the scheme work. Yeah, I see jerks every single day, and somebody always wants them to get their way. And I'm saying, with much delay in that, I'm not coming through with no money. I know what I'm saying. Hey, that's word true. I ain't going to be able to do it. Not now, next week, next month. Don't front. Don't ask me no more. And I know for sure, if you got to go fund me for this dumbass cat, ain't nobody going to fund that. You was looking for $5,000. In the GoFundMe, if you only came up with $250 in the GoFundMe for somebody that's in a jam like that, that lets you know what's up. They ain't trying to finance the mission for this troll. They ain't trying to be part of this scheme for this person. Some people don't deserve good help no more. They've already exhausted all their resources. They exhausted them. But you'd be a team player at the wrong time. No. No. So we got a group going on, and the person that's stealing all the money is the person that you want me to look out for. We were supposed to get new uniforms. We can't afford new uniforms because such and such was embezzling all crazy. And that's who you want me to look out for. Yeah, this type of shit happens. This type of shit happens. And here you are expected to represent. No, no, no. But some of us might. Some of us might. When we believe in the cause or before we have seen the truth or accepted the truth. Sometimes we have a truth acceptance problem. Y'all know how that go. We have not accepted the truth that somebody is fucked up. Sometimes we really do believe that such and such is not that bad or not too bad or deserves a second chance or that it's not their fault. I don't think that you can keep getting into trouble time and time and time and time and time again and it never be your fault. I understand that you can be in the wrong place at the wrong time, but for it to never be your fault, I think not. I don't think so. But they want you to be a team player at the wrong time. Your uncle stole your earrings. You know, you had the big bamboo earrings with the onyx. You had the onyx and gold plate earrings back in the day. Your uncle stole them shits. Broke into your room and stole your earrings. Stole your gold, your rings, your bracelets. Stole your shit. It's not an easy decision to make. Your uncle stole your jewelry, messed your shit up, gave you all kinds of trust issues, and your uncle, while making his escape on his 10-speed bike to go fence his haul that he took from your room, you know when you fence something, that means you sell it. You stole it and you sell it. You steal it and sell it. So he's going to go fence your earrings, your rings, your bracelets and chains that he stole. And on his 10-speed bike, he wasn't paying attention, not looking both ways with his crackhead ass, and got hit while he was on his bike. Now he's in the hospital. Your uncle ain't got no health insurance. He gonna need some money to pay this hospital bill. You helping out? I mean, I'm just asking. Are you helping out? You looking out? Emily says, someone called and texted me today that apparently thought I was a team player. No, I tried to be, but that's over now. I didn't answer the calls or texts. Being a team player, I think in order to be a team player, an effective team player, a loyal team player, you have to believe in the team that you're playing for. If you're loose on the feelings that you have for your team overall, then it's not going to compel you to really go all out or look out or do what you know that you could do for the team. You know, it could be tough. Real tough, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Now, you want to be on the team because the team is it's a good-looking team. They started out good. It's a good concept. But you can clearly see that there are mad holes in the team atmosphere. There's mad holes in the game. Those are the ones that somebody is trying to get you to look out for. Those are the ones that somebody is trying to get you to do something for, do something extra for. Huh? I'm rooting for everybody black. However, some of y'all niggas ain't riding right. Some of y'all niggas. Emily says she doesn't know the meaning of loyal. Sadly, someone tried warning me about said person, but I like to give people a chance. But damn, I got burned. Well, Zell. Ansel Jones says, on a vacation with people that had enough to go, but not enough to spend money. Yeah, some people think that all-inclusive thing includes drinks, and it don't. They'd be like, yeah, all you can eat and drink. But they didn't mean alcoholic drinks. They mean like soft drinks. Yeah, you can have as much lemonade as you want. Royal Caribbean. They got the good lemonade. No ice, though. They ain't got no ice. You know, damn, Europeans don't believe in ice. Ice is evidently an American thing. Over in Europe, they believe in cold drinks, but you ain't get no ice, though. I'm like, well, how cold is it, though? It's cold.
It's cold.
Nartil says, somebody thanked me for taking him in by stealing my woman's clothes out of my closet while she was out of town. God damn. I haven't seen him from that day to this one. That's my example of being a team player. Excuse me. At the wrong time. Helping out a friend's relative when I didn't know how trifling he was. T. Gary Wright says, my all-inclusive resort included alcohol or alcohol UT. I hear the cruises, you need to buy drink packages. Yeah. Them boats, on them boats, them drinks ain't free. That's how they get paid. And they be getting paid because people be drinking. You out there on that water, it ain't that much to do. They have clubs, dancing, dining, and casino on the boat and all of that kind of shit. But you know, it is what it is. FYI, the cabins on the Royal Caribbean, the cabins on Royal Caribbean are identical to the hotel rooms in England. I was like, small, you know, very small. If you ever been to London or somewhere like that, and you go in they hotel rooms, you be like, this shit's small as hell. You go in the Royal Caribbean, you like, oh, this is a British thing. Smaller than a New York apartment. It don't get too much smaller than that. Okay. TK Wright says, team play at the wrong time will force you to keep up appearances for the good of the group. Exactly. Barbara Jenkins, what's going on, man? Thanks for coming on through. Appreciate you. Yeah. Wants you to be a team player at the wrong time. They want you to ride for somebody that you're ready to ride on. How do you switch up your mind frame? How do you switch up your mind frame to go from riding on a person to go from, I'm going to get you, sucker, to I'm going to get them suckers with you, sucker? How? How? You work it out some kind of way. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious January 19th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Born in 2006. Age 16 years, like a fine bottle of wine. My baby girl, Ayanna McIntyre. Happy sweet 16th birthday to you, my baby. It's like unbelievable to me, but it's so real. It's so real. So, I know she's going to do the damn thing. It's pretty amazing. Other than that, Camille Richardson turning 55 years old today, and Keita Ward turning 47 years old today, and Danny Morgan turning 45 years old today, and Maurice Deuce Sr. turning 43 years old today, and Valise Cummings turning 38 years old today, Casa Sconyers turning 52 years old today, and Kanika Cook, happy birthday to you, and Janelle Natson, go get her, turning 44 years old today, and also go get a Damian Everly. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. Last day of Capricorn, January 19th. Anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. Damn the rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. And do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, they want you to be a team player at the wrong time. Well, honestly, if you're a team player, you're a team player all the time. But that doesn't mean that you will do things to mess up the team by helping out rogue, destructive team members. Sometimes your teamwork may be towards the continual upgrading and forward production and positivity of the group as a whole. So you might be better as the person who eliminates all of the snakes and the bugs and all the leeches and everybody who's sucking the life out of the group or off of the team. Make them do their work. Make them do their work, son. I want to thank all y'all for coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. So we're going to get up out of here. We're going to get up out of here. All right. Blog Talk, I say goodbye. We be back tomorrow night, though. Y'all know. We'll be right back. And for my Instagrammers, your five slammer jammer, thanks for coming through for letting me exercise my grammar. So I say peace. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. I see y'all on the other side, my boobers. Don't forget to share that show, hit that like button, and subscribe to the channel. Peace. Really miss you, babe. Touch me. Thank you. Your bum knee. Your bum knee. Bum knee, bitch. Your bum knee.
I'll pull it up on it.